More than 1 million Mexicans try to cross the border illegally each year. Some are discovered by the Border Patrol and sent back to Mexico. Others die while trying to navigate the arid terrain. In May, a group of 14 illegal immigrants died of dehydration and exposure in the Arizona desert. More have died since then. Commentator Craig Childs has traveled extensively in the deep desert of southwest Arizona.
It is called Camino del Diablo, the Way of the Devil. With stone and wind and drought, it resists every human endeavor. There is no softness anywhere. In the last century and a half, at least 400 people have died crossing here. I once traveled this Way of the Devil on foot for 36 days. I was mapping remote waterholes on U.S. government land. I walked alone in a parched landscape where the mountains stood ragged and isolated like tall ships stranded and toppled in the sand, 50 miles to the nearest paved road. The feeling out there is a vastness that I've only sensed in the Arctic and far out to sea. There is water. Ironically, the 14 who recently died here were probably not far from it. But you have to know this place first. Thousands of gallons of old rainwater wait in natural stone bowls hidden like emeralds in the jags of these mountains. Often the water holes are surrounded by carvings in the stone dating back 4,000 years, signs of people who knew how to read this desert. Once I returned to my truck, parked down a long sand wash of a road, it had been broken into. They did not steal anything of value to most Americans, not the CDs or the equipment I carry or the radio, just food and water. I found their abandoned car not far away. They had crossed the border unseen on a back road. One tire was completely shredded. They had bogged down so deeply into sand that they couldn't open their doors. They had to climb out through the windows. There were empty plastic jugs on the ground, a bad sign, out of water. I looked out to the desert, wondering which direction they had gone. Confused, afraid, maybe they turned south, back to Mexico, but there they would find no shelter or water among black cinders of lava flows. East would take them into a run of basins and dry mountains that would take so long to cross, they would run out of water a week before finding a road. North, they would be caught by Border Patrol at the interstate and shipped back to Mexico to begin their trek again, thirsty and wiser this time. West, they could reach the mountains on the horizon, but probably they wouldn't find the big water holes tangled far back in the rough topography. I have no idea what happened to these people. Every year, the border sees nearly 1,500 deaths of illegal immigrants. In this stretch of desert, the true number is unknown. Skeletons have been photographed from the air in places where they could not be recovered. For the 14 who died here, there might have been 10 more uncounted, 6 next week, 3 yesterday. There is no way to find out. I have to hope that I had enough water to see them through.
The comments of Craig Childs, whose most recent book is The Secret Knowledge of Water, Discovering the Essence of the American Desert.